This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
All right, I just realized why I screwed up the very beginning of the Jason Stark thing, because I had my headphones to my phone on and not the headphones to the radio station.
I was wondering what
that was.
That's
a classic, you know, non-mechanically inclined thing. In fact, I have a five-second story, is that Dom has
Papatino?
Alex's small refrigerator from college. You know how you put those in your dorm rooms?
Oh, yeah.
And so the thing, he called Monique the other day and said, hey, it doesn't work. And so Monique says, well, why don't you just try to fix it? So he goes online, and what happens to these things? And then he buys a part, and then he gets it working. And I'm thinking, how could we possibly be related? I mean, I couldn't do that if my life depended on it.
Dom, be honest. Is your roommate an engineering major?
Could you do that? Like,
no,
fix a refrigerator and go online? And
no.
Wouldn't even try.
Oh, my gosh.
0% chance.
How could we possibly be
related? If my fridge broke, I'll just strip it for the copper and then sell that.
That's good.
Although I'm a little concerned about Frank. Radio guys, when they get a little older, famous story at KTRS where they had the microphones right next to these really small lamps, because the little lamps would help if you're reading copy and it's a little dark in the studio. Jim Holder may or may not have done an entire sportscast holding the lamp. Good morning, everybody. Talking into the lamp, which was a couple of feet from the microphone.
Oh, my God.
In his defense, the lamp was a little close to the microphone.
Did it look like a mic?
A little bit. And I was told over the years, careful when you reach for your mic. And I said, well, what else would I grab? And they said, well, it happened once. Good morning, everyone. Today at the stadium. And speaking of those little fridges, which were great in college, although you couldn't fit a lot in there, especially when you had all that beer.
You could fit some six-packs in there.
Our buddy Furman, local attorney.
Furman Pacelli.
Told me that he has one of those next to his bed so he can keep cold water near his bed. And I said, how lazy are you that you can't walk to, or how big is your house that you can't walk to the kitchen?
Randy had one. Randy Marco had one in his bedroom.
Is that right?
Not that I knew about his
bedroom. Wow. Frank's been in the bath. That explains his longevity.
No, maybe it's just the sign.
Someone just got a raise.
Wealth and power. That's like your white teeth thing in your camera.
Exorbitant, right?
Soccer people and their nice teeth.
Do you have one in your sports office? You guys have a separate sports office?
We do have a separate sport. No, it's separate. It's closer. We used to be down the hall, the old building, which was sort of a dump, but we miss it, over by the old arena and Forest Park.
Yeah.
First of all, great location, because you get on 40 or 44. You could get down. You could get Cardinal pregame sound and be on the air like 30 minutes later. Now you're even closer.
Yeah, you're in a bad spot now.
Now we're stuck.
Although it's a great location, Westport.
It was great for Rams Park. That's what it was good for. Yeah. And now, but the old place, you could hear people walking down the hall. So if you're ever kind of, not that you'd be dorking around or anything in the office. And we had one boss, he kind of walked heavy. Shoes clanking. I always knew if he was coming. And I would always pick up my phone at my desk, which I'd never use, because I knew he was coming around the corner.
Kind of a Costanza thing?
100%.
Yes, John Mozilla.
And I would
get
be
right
on the phone.
That.
I'm like, yep. No, that's some. Oh, really? No, we would love to cover that. And I'm like, I'll come see you later. I did it almost every time.
That's great.
And then, of course, in the back of your ear, please hang up the phone.
Netflix reappears on your computer screen after he turns around.
So we had kind of a difficult news director for the last year and a half, and the first thing this news director did was tear down our doors to the sports office. She wanted to make it more inclusive, so we're all a part of the same team. And, you know, one day Andy and I are just in there typing. All of a sudden we see this, our maintenance man, and he's taking things. And they didn't even say a word to us. So that news
Frank's
director,
crying like the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. So that news director is no longer with us.
And
the first
back.
Thing I did was call our maintenance man and said, put those walls up, Mr. Gorbachev. Yeah.
So. You get that done.
Actually,
there'll be a little cheese bread in your next paycheck.
Oh, yeah. And I've offered him NHRA tickets and stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's got a price.
You want a free coupon for a drink at the Gatesworth happy hour? You come see
the
me.
The Strick special.
Yeah.
Hey, I've learned from Frank how to wheel and deal. And by the way, our new owners are in town today. Fox has been owned by Tribune for the last maybe almost 10 years, been really good owners, and Nexstar is coming in. They're purchasing us, and they're going to be in town today. So last night, I actually tidied my desk. I had some sports pages from like 2014. I'm digging around over here. I thought, you know, just in case the new boss comes in. And, you know, Frank, I actually put on slacks today and dress shoes.
Did you move all the old newspapers over to Charlie Marlowe's desk?
Yeah.
Make him look like a slob.
What about
like,
all his gambling sheets?
Like, how about I'll just spill a soda on his desk today? A couple candy wrappers, leave it on his desk.
Pete Rose autobiography, how to gamble.
Arch Schleister's direct line. All right, time for Five for Frank. It's brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, your SIUE, John Harris, was fired.
Yes, you call Barry Hinson right away.
Okay. That's a Jeopardy buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Yes, Frank. In fact, did you say SIU? Yes.
I was calling an administrator at SIU Edwardsville on Saturday morning about this.
Are you his agent?
Yeah.
Barry Hinson's.
It's not the first time.
So Hinson, Tommy Pham.
Knows the area.
I mean, Majerus.
Majerus
was my finest work.
Okay, so you are Frank Cusumano. I'll be the AD. Is Hewitt still the AD? Dr. Hewitt? Anyway.
I'm not positive.
Sell me on Barry Hinson to SIUE.
Well, because God bless that fine institution, but there's not one member of the media who cares a rat's a about him. There isn't, okay? You make that decision to hire him, and all of a sudden, SIU Edwardsville highlights are all over the place, features, what, slow day in sports. God, Barry's just going to fill all three shows. It'd be the greatest thing ever.
All right, SIUE against Tennessee Martin. Joining us now is Coach Barry Hinson.
Frank's
Coach?
Live from the rink every or the arena every night.
As you can see behind me, shot at one of our former sportscasters.
The Cougars have taken the court.
I just wonder this, Martin, is that if there's a kind of a rough ending at SIU, not a terrible ending, but it's still a Southern Illinois university.
Right. Is there any?
Yeah. I don't know the whole dynamics.
Right. It's still within the same system. Is there? But who cares if it's the right guy?
And here's
a good
the thing,
fit.
Too, is I bet Brian, in fact, look at this for one second.
It's SIU, not a charity case because the guy's had winning records.
Yeah. Okay. Let's look at this, Brian. In the last 18 years, tell me how many winning seasons for SIU Edwardsville, because I know Barry Hinson has had 14 winning seasons in the last 18 years. And I tell you what, everywhere he goes, he has winning seasons.
SIU Edwardsville.
I wonder how many they've had. We're going to find out in just
a moment. Well, and for a while, they went D1. Remember, Lennox Forrester was the coach, great guy, and it just never happened. But he had a long run to try and build it up.
Yeah, and that, in his defense, it's tough, that transition.
Right,
yeah.
And then I think John Harris has been there for about 4 or 5 years. He's a Marquette guy, so I love John Harris. But it's just not getting better.
It's a tough place. The conference is not bad. You know, that OVC, they got a great team in there in Murray State. So
I think this is a guy, and granted, Frank is not objective on Barry Hinson, right? I think that's fair. However, and people are like, oh, come on, Frank, get over it. He loves barbecue. He's a winning coach with a winning personality for a program that's sort of lifeless right now.
Absolutely.
I think it's that simple.
Never trust a man in loud shoes. They're always looking to sell you something. Does Barry have loud shoes?
No, that was talking about the guy at Fox, too.
Oh,
he would hear him walking down the
Good
the...
point. I'm sorry, I missed that. All right, Brian, what do you got there?
Well, this site only goes to when they're D1. They haven't had one since moving to Division I. I'm looking for...
And how many years is that?
11 years.
10, 11, okay.
11 straight non-winning seasons.
Are you Barry? Would you take it?
I don't know. You know, I got a text the other day, or there was a little bit of info. I texted with Barry once after with us, but he didn't lead on to where he could be headed. But they said that there's some talk about him entering the political field.
Oh, my God.
I could see that.
Can you imagine
Barry Hinson's going to get the county and city together.
Oh, my gosh.
We go live now to Senator Hinson. Like, all right, stations, we're going to be running a little long. He's still at the microphone. All right, number two, you are Don Garber. Deep down, are you planning on giving St. Louis an MLS team and you're just making sure they go through all the hoops?
Yeah. Look at the alternative is San Jose, where their owner is not even from San Jose. And oh, by the way, he's another old white male. I mean, isn't the league talking about diversity? And the lead person in this is Carolyn Kendall Betts, who happens to be a St. Louisan? Give me a break. This is a no-brainer.
And it seems like everything he has said even publicly, is, yeah, they're looking good. They're looking, but we got to do a little more. And I understand, is it a guarantee? Now, maybe Cincinnati, it's a guarantee that it's going to work because the USL team gets 20,000 people. So you've got soccer fans at a level below the MLS where they're packing the place. I think that's a fair question. Will it sell out? Will it be a success? But I think St. Louis, historically, maybe we're a little slow to budge or move. But when the big events roll into town, people kind of get on board or get excited when it's a new thing. I mean, remember, granted, the NFL is a way different property than the MLS. But I wasn't here in 95. Do you remember that fervor for a team that had no connection to this town at all?
It was so great. Yeah. Wow.
I did get a, I think it was on Twitter, when I just mentioned the MLS being here. And I love the optics, too. That Four Seasons, that patio is like the coolest spot to get pictures looking at the arch. Instead of pump the brakes chubby, I got something along the lines of Marty put the pom-poms down, which is also a new chubby segment. I'm like, I'm sorry, the pom-poms for what? For a new sports entity, a stadium that would be paid for with construction jobs downtown, improving the skyline and creating some actual activity down. I do have pom-poms out.
Yeah, how sacrilegious of you to want another professional sports entity in our town in a profession you're in. Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, why is that a bad thing? Now, I hope they do go through all of the proper vetting to make sure it's going to work. I think that's smart. I mean, it'd be stupid for Don Garvin, the league, to just give somebody a team. But you got deep pockets, you got soccer hair. There's a lot of stuff.
But you got to finish the deal and get the naming rights and get the thing on the jersey brought to you by Kmalls and stuff.
Right. And it would be probably, it wouldn't be what they're looking for if Worldwide or Enterprise said, hey, we'll name the building, we'll name the jerseys. They're already spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you need somebody outside. All right, number three. If I told you in 2015 that Nick Foles would be a Super Bowl winning quarterback, an MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback, and he'd be cashing a $50 million check. If I told you that in the Edward Jones Dome press box in the middle of 2015, what would you have thought?
That you were high on the same drugs stuff as Mr.
that I was getting secondhand Plowsy.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Can you even fathom what's happened?
$50 million guaranteed.
$50 million guaranteed for Nick Foles, who Charlie said was the worst quarterback he'd ever seen play at any level, and I don't think he was exaggerating.
He completed, he had 10 touchdowns. 10 interceptions and 7 picks. And his quarterback rating, which may not show up here.
And I think he started okay. I think he had like
69.
Three touchdowns, one pick, and then it went the other direction. I mean, I'm happy for him, nice enough guy, but there's no way in hell anybody would have looked at that guy and said he's going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years and he's going to get $50 million. And all of that said, the Jaguars, it's probably the right move.
Yeah, because the alternative is Blake Bortles, who I think they're releasing today.
All right, you're watching college football on Fox next fall, and it's the studio show. They got Reggie Bush, which is good. I mean, it was the Dave Wannstedt show for a while. They needed to upgrade. Reggie Bush, great personality. But Urban Meyer is also on the set. How excited are you to see Urban every week pontificate about college football?
I thought he was actually okay in that role. I'll tell you, he's much more loose, easygoing, and conversational in that role than he was as a tight-lipped coach, you know, denying accusations about his scandal-ridden program. You know, I think he's okay at that.
I wonder if he can rehabilitate a little bit of the image, too. If he ends up being kind of fun and not smug.
Yeah, it's amazing what broadcasting does. They do that all the time.
All right, number five, can I sell you on the fact that I really am a trendsetter?
No.
In what regard? Like the 6-minute workout, you might be trendsetting.
Okay, thank you. Good. Okay, this is in a related exercise note.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the story where I actually was out for a little jog, a little run, and I saw some trash? So I picked up the Natty Light beer can. Maybe it was Busch Light. Remember I told you this story, and I wasn't far from my home, and somebody had thrown this trash on the side of the road, and I picked it up. And I'm running up this hill, but in my right hand, I'm carrying a Busch Light can.
Many people carry weights.
And a neighbor car passes by and gives me just kind of a wave. But I thought they were looking at me a little funny, like he's out for a run. He couldn't make it home without cracking a beer, but it was trash. So I'm flipping through Oprah's latest magazine, Frank. Now, it comes to the house. I think my mom orders it for my wife.
Oh,
The O magazine.
Yes.
Which, by the way, she's on the cover every issue.
Your mom?
Oprah.
Okay.
Every time. Imagine Sports Illustrated. Is it just the same for the publishers on the cover every
There's
time?
There's never been anybody on the cover of
Not that, unless it's who's her girlfriend, Gail King. Unless it's, I swear to you, it's Oprah every time.
Wow.
But the headline said, new exercise phenomenon, plogging, page 27 or whatever. So I flipped it. I'm like, I'm always up for some new exercise. And it said, this is taking over in Sweden, where you go for a run, and while you're jogging, you pick up trash. You bring a little bag with you, and it's called plogging, P-L-O-G-G-I-N-G. Plogging is huge in Stockholm because they have a pollution problem. So you go running with a bag of trash. So, Frank, I would like you to know, in St. Louis, Missouri, I was the first to actually do plogging, which is now being discovered by O Magazine.
Wow. I thought you were doing your own personal beer mile.
Oprah and I are on the same page. Perhaps I'll be on a future cover of O Magazine.
Very nice.
All right, Five for Frank brought to you by Greenville University. More information about this great school, greenville.edu.
And before we go to break, I do have to tell you about one of our great sponsors here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and that's the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, go to bomarito.com. Go through their big inventory, see if they don't have the right car for you at Bomarito. Been around for 47 years. Frank started it. John runs it. 9 pre-owned centers. How about that? 20 new franchises. Audis, Infinitis, Cadillacs, Buicks, GMCs, Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Mazdas, Volkswagens. They have dealerships in every neighborhood, Hazelwood, South County, West County, and St. Peter's. We'll take a break. Dr. Rick, when we come back.